So let's review. The Gemara begins to present a series of Mishnayos which define various terms regarding Nedarim. There are two ways of learning the first Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah hanoyder miyorde hayam mutter beyesh v'hayabasha. If a person makes a neder not to have hanah from people at sea, he is mutter to have hanah from people that live on land, because they are not considered people at sea. Miyesh v'hayabasha asa miyorde hayam, sheyorde hayam b'chlal yesh v'hayabasha. If a person makes a neder not to have hanah from people that live on land, he is also asked to have hanah from people at sea, because they are also considered people that live on land. The Mishnah concludes, Loi ke'elu sh'holchem me'akoy le'yafar, elo b'mishu darche lefarish. There is a machlokes how to understand this statement. Chad masni a'reisha. One opinion says it refers to the reisha, that a person who makes a neder not to have hanah from yorde hayam is mutter to have hanah from people who sail short distances, because they are not considered Yerd Hayam. Only those who sail long distances are called Yerd Hayam. Chad masni ha-seifa, and one opinion says it relates to the seifa, that a person who makes a neder not to have hanah from Yeshvi Hayabasha is not only us to have hanah from people that sail short distances, but also from people that go out on voyages, she-Yerd Hayam b'chal Yeshvi Hayabasha, because all Yerd Hayam are also Yeshvi Hayabasha. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zak the Mishnah hanoyder mireicha hachama asa af besumen. Shlo neskaven ze el lemisha chama roya oisan. If a person makes a neder not to have hanah from those who see the sun, he is also asked to have hanah from people that are blind. The Gemara explains that with roya chama, he did not mean those who see the sun, but rather those who are seen by the sun. Therefore, it only excludes fish in the sea and fetuses in the womb. If he said min harayin, that means those who see and excludes the blind. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zak the Mishnah hanoyder mishachere harayish asa bekrochen ubali sevis. If a person makes a neder not to have hanah from the dark-headed, we understand it to be referring to any adult man that has or had dark hair. Therefore, he is also asa to have hanah from bald people who had dark hair, or from people with graying hair who once had dark hair. And he is mutter to have hanah from women and children. The Gemara explains, Shcheri harosh, dark-headed, refers to any adult man that has or had dark hair, and it only excludes men with light-colored hair, women, and children. Mibali sar, people with hair, refers to men with hair and excludes bald men. Michisu harosh, those whose heads are covered, refers to women whose heads are always covered, and excludes men whose heads are only sometimes covered, and children whose heads are never covered. Megillah Harosh, those whose heads are uncovered, refers to children whose heads are never covered, and excludes men whose heads are sometimes covered, and women whose heads are always covered. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zak the Mishnah hanoyder min hayuladim, mutter binoyladim. If a person makes a neder not to have hanah from hayuloidim, those who are already born, he is only asked to have hanah from those who are already born, but he is mutter to have hanah from those who will be born later but are not yet born. The Mishnah proceeds to present a case where there is a machlekes. Min hanoyladim, if a person makes a neder not to have hanah from hanoyladim, those who will be born, the Chacham say, aser min hayuloidim, he is asked to have hanah from both those who are not yet born and from those who are already born, because hanoyladim refers to both. Remeir matir af b'yuloidim. Remeir says he is only asked to have hanah from those who are not yet born, but is mutter to have hanah from those who are already born, because hanoyladim only refers to those who will be born, and it excludes those who are already born. V'chacham aimim, lo yiniskaven zeh, ela b'misha darke lihivalid. The Chacham explained that hanoyladim refers to both those who will be born and those who are already born. It only excludes fish and birds that are not born but hatched from eggs. The Gemara explains that in the Torah we find that the term hanoyladim sometimes refers to those who will be born and sometimes refers to those who are already born. However, b'nedarim halach achaloshem adam. In nedarim, we interpret the words as they are generally used by the people. And the machlokes Chacham v'Remeir is, the Chacham hold people use hanoyladim to mean both, and Remeir holds people only use it only to mean those who will be born. And the next daf, we have additional Mishnayos defining various terms.